Hey guys, welcome to the Tech Point Africa podcast. My name is Muyiwa.
My name is Titi Lola.
I am Oluwani Femi.
And I'm Emmanuel.
How are we holding up, guys?
Well,
with the whole coronavirus.
How are you holding up?
I'm scared.
You're scared.
Everybody is laughing.
No, I spent a lot of hours on the road, so.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
And now, with all the. I mean, in Lagos alone, just 12 confirmed reported cases, but we know it's probably more than that.
Definitely more than that.
Because even around the world, it's like 200,000 reported cases, 8,000 deaths.
That's
a lot.
And it's with the way a large number is recorded each day, like just here of.
Like every other day. Every day, there's always like an increase in the number of reported cases.
When
and
I
it's so scary.
WHO's record state, it was 100 and something then.
And now it's now 200.
It's now 200 like,
oh my goodness.
And they check power.
And there's still no cure.
No vaccine, no cure.
But there's a way we can prevent it. I know there are some like tips that everybody's supposed to follow. Titi,
you can protect yourself and help prevent spreading the virus to others if you wash your hands regularly for 20 seconds with soap and water.
20 whole seconds.
20 seconds. Wow.
With soap and water or alcohol-based sanitizer.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Cover your nose and mouth with disposable tissue or flexed elbow when you cough and sneeze. So you dab. Avoid close contact. That's 1 meter or 3 feet.
Oh, okay, well,
with people who are unwell. I mean, yes, we are too close. But no, with people who are unwell. So if you guys.
Okay.
I believe that we're all healthy here.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Yes. I will stay at home and self isolate from others in the household if you feel unwell.
That one is very, that's a tricky one. So stay away from crowded places. So like remote work and all that. That's something that is very difficult in a place like Nigeria.
Oh, I have one more tip.
Oh, there's one more tip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't touch your eyes, your nose or mouth if your hands are not clean.
Okay.
It's always very, very difficult because sometimes.
Really, you said that. Like,
I know. So yeah, don't do any of those things and make sure you follow those precautions.
I guess that's why the people wear the face mask so that they don't end up touching their.
Also, so that when people sneeze, they don't get the.
Yeah.
Proper way to wear the face.
I mean, I think there's a proper face mask to wear. That's
You
see those ones, those paper-like ones.
Yeah.
I don't think those ones protect you from coronavirus.
But I mean, the fact that the part I find interesting is, you know, staying out of crowded places. I wonder how viable that is,
especially in an unstructured place like Lagos.
Exactly,
very overcrowded. So
exactly,
not just unstructured.
Exactly, and then with companies all over the world. I think last week we reported about like how Twitter encouraged their workers to start working remotely. Even shows like the Daily Show with Trevor Noah. He released an episode from his home.
Yeah,
and all of that. Like, how would that work in Nigeria? I'm just imagining it. I know Nifemi has a story about that. Like around that conversation.
Yes,
you talked to some people.
There are a lot of things that should be in place for remote works to work. Yes, we have the tools. We have the online tools that companies can use to be effective even while their workers work from home.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some things that have to be in place, like light, electricity.
Electricity, mm-hmm.
Very basic.
Yes.
Yep.
Very basic, yes. So I don't know. There are some homes that are not seen, like the public provided light. Electricity for a long time.
Yes.
Some people are 6 months. Some people are the Tech Point officers.
And aside that, there's the case of internet. So some companies have been able to run well with Wi-Fi, public Wi-Fi in their workplace. You don't have that at home.
Exactly.
And for you to be effective, sometimes when you have to do like videos.
Mm-hmm.
How will you do that with a bad network?
You need the internet.
So there's no solution, is what you're saying?
Yeah, we can't say that there are co-working spaces, but then
they're all shutting down. The car is suspended too. Is this your like suspended that, yeah, co-working space?
So I don't know. So the question is to you. We don't know how that can work in Nigeria, but we are hoping it does work because we have to protect ourselves.
It makes things a bit scary, though.
Yeah. Yes.
But anyway, I mean, while we're trying to figure out how that will work, it's times like this that entrepreneurs, you know, step up to it and find solutions.
Yeah,
and it's interesting to see that the likes of Co-Creation Hub,
Ventures
Platform, they are calling out
startups that have ideas.
Since you'll be saying they will give you like between $5,000 to $10,000 for solutions that provide last mile communication, support the infected and vulnerable, and also like food value chain from producers to consumers.
Yeah,
in the event that there will be movement restrictions.
Yeah.
So Ventures Platform 2 is doing that.
We need to start preparing for.
Yes, yeah, you can't exactly. even stock up.
Yeah, yes, because so, there's no electricity.
Yes.
Wow. So these guys are looking for those kind of solutions. If you have those solutions, you can reach out to them. Yeah. I think CC Hub has a form that you have to fill. We can put the link in the episode notes. Ventures Platform has an email address. We'll put the link to in the episode notes. But I mean, I'm sure there are many other, I'm not mistaken, I think the NCDC too is calling for solutions too.
I mean, they need all the help they can get to be able to contain this thing.
So talking about measures to keep people safe, the Kenyan government have kind of waived charges on transactions done by mobile money.
Mobile money, okay.
Yes, so they are trying to reduce hand-to-hand exchange of money.
We need that in Nigeria.
That might not be able to happen in some countries that don't really adopt mobile money.
True.
Because 78% of Kenyans use mobile money.
So it's easy for them to use that as one measure.
Mm. But we don't know how that can work in some other African countries.
But that's a good call by the Kenyan government. To incentivize people using mobile money. That's a very good call.
I mean, it's very important because we can actually spread this virus by contacts. We exchange this Naira notes a lot in Nigeria.
And those things can be breeding grounds for the virus to
droplets stay on surface for longer.
It's so scary. Like, I usually look at Naira notes with like one hour.
So we really need those solutions.
Yes.
But then the devices that are powering the solutions, smartphones, I understand there's... Emmanuel published a post about something about predicting shipments are going to drop mobile for smartphone shipments in Nigeria and Ghana or something.
International Data Corporation, they released a report last week or thereabouts that smartphone shipments is going to drop this year. That is the basic.
They are predicting that.
They are predicting that.
And it's related to coronavirus too.
Yes, because if situations do not change by the second half of this year, it's going to drop massively. And I think they predicted a 5.5% drop, and that is them.
That's a huge
thing. They are being optimistic.
Wow.
Oh boy.
So what hope do we have? Because if we're going to end up at home and locked in our houses, how are we going to stay entertained? Like, some of us like sports, football.
But then
all the leagues have been suspended.
Okay, so some football weekends have been so boring.
I was sleeping
And then the guys that bet on sports, I think we had a story on that.
They are
affected too because no games are going on, so you can't bet. So they're thinking about So I think some of them are considering betting on other sports like
hockey.
But even those ones too.
Yes. We are kind of closing down. Even Olympics that is going to hold soon.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't want to release. Maybe they're going to suspend it or something.
Yeah,
but it's going to happen.
One of the respondents mentioned that some of these bettors, online betting companies, they have these virtual sports betting companies. They are not actual.
Yeah. So like Football Manager betting awards.
Exactly.
or like fantasy football.
Yeah, something like that.
I think we have a Nigerian fantasy football league.
You did the story on that some years ago. They signed an MOU.
But nothing has happened since then. This one would have been...
Like I said in that article, there are a lot of things that need to be put in place for it to have worked.
This would have been the perfect time to, you know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's move away from all those depressing and sad things.
Wow, it's so depressing.
I mean, we're hopeful. Well, anyway, let's move on. There's good news. TechPoint Nigerian Startup Awards.
Yippee.
We announced the nominees this week. We have 10 categories.
Yes.
Well, so it's in celebration of TechPoint's 5 years. TechPoint as
covered a Nigerian startup. Let's just say Nigeria.
So this one is focusing on Nigerian startups, first of all. Okay. Nigerian startups, tech communities, and tech companies since 2015 to now, like when TechPoint started. We have like 10 categories. I don't think we have enough time to list all of them.
No.
we'll put a link to that. So we have New Startup of the Year, yes. Financial Inclusion, Mobility.
Yeah, big tech. This ecosystem. The
yeah. Most. So it's going to be huge in the words of Trump.
Yes. Yes.
It's happening in July. Mm-hmm. July 19th, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. So we're going to make it very huge. It's going to be taking place during TechPoint Build.
Yes. So TechPoint Build is going to be a 3-day event. We're going to have a hackathon, then the conference, the Startup and Tech Conference, mm-hmm. and then the awards award gala night, where we'll be handing out the awards to one of the nominated startups in quotes in each of the categories. So if you want to, I mean, you should get a ticket because you don't want to miss it. Go to build.techpoint.africa to register.
If you want to be at the awards ceremony, yes. You're going to have to get a VIP ticket.
Oh, yeah. Whoa. Yes.
Whoa. You can always take part in it. Our audience, if you've been following, you know that everything started since January 1st.
Yeah.
Yes. We opened up nominations to everybody mm-hmm. listening and all our audience. And then the finalists are the ones we are announcing. And now they'll be judged by an external panel of judges.
But
and
we
all
do
that.
Have one User's Choice Award.
Oh, yes.
For
strictly
the
by
best
votes.
Nigerian app, which was voted for by everybody.
By you. Yes, at least we can mention the nominees in that.
Yes,
the finalists in that.
So we had Piggy Vest, Carrywise, and Carbon.
So one of them, they're all fintech.
Fintech. Yes. Money.
The consumer-facing app.
Yeah, it's expected. Anyway, still speaking about startups and awards and all of that, some African startups made it to the YC batch, winter batch.
Mm-hmm.
A number of startups, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, crap.
12?
Go on.
Are they 12?
12 African startups made it to the demo.
Okay, 12 day. African startups. That's a lot of startups.
Yes, African startups.
Yeah.
Yes, we have Temi from Nigeria, a communication platform and service startup. We have Avion from Ethiopia, a drone delivery startup. We have Swipe from Nigeria. We have Nome Bamboo. That's
the investment startup. Mm-hmm.
Yes, investment startup. We have Yasser from Algeria. We have Send from Nigeria for freight forwarding startup. We have Workpay. We have Crowdforce also from Nigeria. We have Tambua Health from Kenya and others that deal in different. The interesting part is that it is spread across all industry from logistics to health to
communication.
Yes, communication. Okay. A lot of startups
that
from Nigeria. We are from Africa rather. So we are startups in Africa are doing great for them to make
and they all get the guaranteed $150,000 investment for 7%. That's good news.
Mm-hmm. They have the exposure to many other investments from investors that they pitched.
Because once you're a YC alumni.
Yes.
The only sad news there is that they are all becoming Delaware companies, so they are incorporating in the US. One day we'll get into that debate.
But the only argument that they are still focused on their main markets.
Yeah,
I get what Miwa is saying.
Are they paying taxes here? Are they paying taxes there?
Call them Nigerian startups in quotes. Incorporated Nigerians.
Anyway, we're not about to have that discussion today. Meanwhile, if we talk about whether they are US startups or they're Nigerian startups, a big tech startup. No, it's not a startup now. It's a company. Sorry. Apple. Was it last week or this week? I think it was last week. Yeah, we missed it over last week. We didn't report it. Apple is looking for
a country manager,
right, in Nigeria.
Country leader.
What's that supposed to mean? Are they coming?
Wait, do they have a country manager?
Yes, Apple has a country manager for Nigeria, but who is not a Nigerian?
The person is in Nigeria?
I don't think so. But
on ground.
Yes. So now I'm hoping, because it wasn't stated, maybe the country leader would be an expat or a local. So
I think they usually put it there, like if it's an expat position, they actually indicate in job openings.
Mm. Okay, so we're hoping that this person
will be Nigerian.
Will be Nigerian. And there are lots of speculations about what this will bring to Apple in the smartphone markets in Nigeria. So we all know that Apple is like high-end He said their devices are expensive. Yes, they are expensive. Even the cheap device for Apple will still be expensive when it's compared to smart other Android phones. Mm-hmm. So we don't know what this is going to bring for the Nigerian smartphone market, but we are hoping that it will, because if you take a cue from India, after India got a country manager who is a local, I saw a report that sales increased for them in the market, that they got more focused on the market and they were able to do things and bring products that met their needs. So hopefully...
Which products are those?
Do they slash the prices of their products?
Yeah, because I don't know which...
I don't think so. Maybe
low-end phones.
Or are they saying that those, you know, those iPhone C series...
CEs, yes.
Was it because of India they created them? Yes. I don't know, because I don't really know the backstory of that. But then India is very different from Africa and Nigeria. They are kind of more financially empowered, relatively, if you compare. They have a bigger middle class and all of that. So, I don't know.
So maybe if the country leader focus on promotion and like e-commerce push, like adding some perks. Maybe
I don't think they have a visibility problem in Nigeria. Most people are aspiring
to get an Apple
device.
Okay, but we're forgetting something. Were you done?
No, yeah, sure.
Okay, sorry. It's not just devices, right? Okay. First of all, I think the rule is for a business and sales development person, right?
Yes.
Let's not forget they have Apple Music.
That's true.
You can install on an Android phone. They have Apple TV.
Okay.
They are doing original Apple content.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And don't forget Netflix has launched Nigeria. YouTube has launched YouTube Premium. Maybe that's what the person will be focusing on.
How
to push people to get on Apple Music. How to push people to get on Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that.
Maybe
not necessarily devices.
Competition in the African market.
It's not really about, for them, it's not about, it may not be about dominating, just having that
market share. Yes.
And then preparing for that young population that, okay, maybe eventually we would.
You finally blew.
Anyway, exciting times.
Yes.
Even in the midst of all the bad news, the whole corona thing again. Which brings me to, guys, from next week, we're not stopping the podcast.
No, yes.
But we'll be recording the podcast remotely.
Yes,
so you might notice a dip in the sound quality. Because we'll all be recording remotely. Everybody around the world is doing it now. Trevor Noah did it with The Daily Show.
Yeah.
John Oliver did it with Tonight. What's that show again? I just know it as John Oliver Show, but that's not the name of the show. You know, and Daily Show, for example, we recorded from home and then called in via video call to his co-host and all of that. So we're going to be doing the same.
Yes, we can.
And we hope you keep listening.
Yes. Yes, you have more time to listen because you will be self-isolating yourself. So you will listen.
Yeah, hopefully.
Or not.
Well, we don't know yet. There's no pronouncement yet. So far, all that has been, Lagos State has just said, no more gatherings above 50
schools
people.
We
don't know if there will be enforcement of self-isolation.
We hope that your employers would consider,
having
you work remotely.
Yes.
Just to keep safe, you know that this person that is safe, that work.
Is important.
Exactly. But it's challenging, Shay. I can understand how difficult it is for anybody. Especially the electricity issue, internet. Someone still called me earlier yesterday asking the person was asking, okay, I need some recommendations. I'm trying to get my workers to work from home. Is there an internet service where we can, just like we have something in the office that they can all use wherever they are without them having to buy individual
microphones?
Sadly, there's nothing like that.
Was there anything like that ever?
It's not possible. No way.
Exactly.
The only thing that can happen is maybe there's a internet bundle that is now shared to the mobile phone numbers. They'll still have to use their phones or something.
Yes.
But otherwise, they have to get individual MiFis. That's another solution that maybe someone can create that can be funded by Ventures Platform.
It requires serious infrastructure.
Yeah, that one is going to be hard, actually. You need to collaborate with the ISPs.
Yeah.
It's not that easy. But guys, We still want to hear what you think about all the stories we've talked about today. The whole coronavirus scare, how it's affecting work, how it's affecting entertainment, sports, every other thing. Startup Awards, Nigeria Startup Awards. Make sure you go and check out the nominees.
Speaking of startups, next week is
Startup School.
Yes, Startup School. Tell us about that.
Well, next week between from March 25th, that's Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday to Friday.
Yes, we'll be hosting the second edition of TechPoint Startup School. So if you're an early stage startup or an aspiring entrepreneur, you should attend. You'll be learning from experienced entrepreneurs. And they'll be teaching you like practical lessons, what they've learned, mistakes they've made, how they were able to overcome their challenges and all of that. So it's something that you don't want to miss. And don't worry, we are not going to go above the
50
recommended number of people that should be gathered together. So we are going to also take some very serious precautions to ensure that everybody that is in attendance is safe. So yes, so if you want to learn more, you should totally learn more and register at school.techpoint.africa. But we'll also put the link in the show notes so you can click and register.
And don't forget, you can get this, Emmanuel, where can you get this podcast?
Anywhere you get your podcast, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, and anywhere.
Spotify. Spotify too. Spotify is not in Nigeria yet, Daddy.
People that use it.
I noticed Spotify is going towards, I mean, this is a segue, but I noticed that Spotify is trying to go towards the whole, you know how podcasts work, it's very open source, anybody can just start a podcast like we did, an individual. But Spotify is now starting to acquire podcast networks and trying to build a network in that. And there are people that don't understand how podcasts work, that they use Spotify for music and they just see podcasts there, and they're like, is Spotify I get my podcast from? So Spotify is moving towards that owning networks. iHeart Radio is doing that too. So it's looking like the power is going to start shifting from individuals to companies, which is a bit worrisome. But
I don't think they'll be able to like take over the market like that. Feel like people will still be running their individual podcasts. I don't think that they can acquire everybody.
But the thing that is, they have the network. So even if people that are doing their podcast, they may never have the viewership. There's some people that they don't know about podcasts, but they just know they have Spotify and they see podcasts. And like, I know someone that was like, I just like that Spotify app because of the podcast. So they think Spotify is the one providing the podcast. Some of these podcasts are actually independent podcasts. So they just keep acquiring and acquiring and acquiring and all of that. Anyway, that was just a segue. Guys, don't forget that you can always reach out to us. We want to hear from you. You can send an email to podcast@techpoint.africa. You can tweet at us using the hashtag
TechPoint Africa Podcast.
Yes.
And you can follow us at techpoint.ng. And tweet at us as well.
We also have the official hashtag for the TechPoint Awards, hashtag
TechPoint Awards 2020.
You can check
Go and check out if your favorite startups or your startup was nominated. And I mean, the votes are no longer up to you.
Exactly. But so at least get excited. So we'll catch you guys next week. Don't forget, we'll be recording remotely from next week, so you might notice a dip in sound quality, but it's all good. Stay with us and
stay safe.
Stay safe.
Wash your hands and go sanitize. Take care of yourself.
Run away from people that look unwell.
All right. So take care, guys. Do we need to reintroduce ourselves? No.
Peace out.
Peace out.